I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina out on the deck. It's beautiful. I love this spot, man. Yeah. Giglio and Douglas have been keeping it to themselves. It's ridiculous.
They really have been.
Ridiculous. So today is the one day of mandatory OTAs. Until you brought that up, I was like, I hadn't thought about it. I was like, one day? It is one day. So this is, Nick Sirianni is going to speak now. This will probably be the last time you hear Nick Sirianni say anything publicly until training camp. So here he is live from the NovaCare facility, Nick Sirianni.
Hey, guys.
Nick, this is obviously the last day of the off-season program. Now that it's coming to a conclusion, is there anything different you did with maybe Saquon specifically in terms of limiting how many reps you got of practice, or anything different considering all the touches he had last year?
Yeah, everybody's always we always kind of think about every one of our players individually, the reps that they're getting, what's good for them, how their body's feeling, I've said this before. That takes everybody, right? That takes myself, the players talking to me, the players talking to the strength and the trainer, strength staff and the trainers, where we are. So, everybody kind of had individualized plans like they always do. I mean, we kind of monitored everybody as we went. We got a lot of good work in. Saquon got a lot of good work in. I'm pleased with how the off-season program has went. We got another day, obviously, today. I'm looking forward to that.
Speaking of Saquon, he came out and said that, you know, he could at any time just call it a career like Barry Sanders did. What would your reaction to that?
I guess anybody could do that, right? I just know he's got a lot of good football left in him. I don't, you know, again, you have I have interactions with these guys every single day, and so. I'm excited that he's on our football team, and he'll be on our football team for the 2025 season. And I really don't let myself get wrapped up into anything else beyond that, except for the day that we're in and trying to get ready for this practice and, you know, obviously handle all those things as they come. And, as long as I'm the head coach here, I'd always want Saquon Barkley on this football team. Obviously he means a lot to this football team and as a player and as a teammate.
Tyler Steen's got consistent work with the first team at right guard. Has that been the case on the days that you weren't here? And is that kind of how you're thinking about this coming?
Yeah, again, I know we talked yesterday too. Don't have to make any of those decisions quite yet. Got a lot of football to practice, a lot of football to play. Obviously, a big part of the offensive line and the evaluation of the offensive line comes in pads. That doesn't mean we're not evaluating them like crazy right now, but a big part of that's going to come when we put the pads on.
Getting back to Elliot's question, what have you noticed about, you know, the way Saquon has kind of attacked the offseason, the condition he's in and everything after having such a huge load last year?
The same the way I visioned or saw him attack last offseason. That's what's great about this football team is – you know, you see the same humbleness and the hunger that I saw going into the last season. And that's, you know, Saquon, that's all the players on this football team. They're working, and we've had a good offseason.
In terms of last year, Cooper DeShane over the summer had a tweak while he was going back home and injuries happened. With rookies this summer, as you're about to let them go, is there anything that you're trying to get across in terms of how they manage
the being great shape. We really pride ourselves on that you can't play with great detail and you can't play with great physicality. You can't play with relentless effort if you're not in great shape. So they'll have, you know, obviously we all have conditioning tests. They'll have conditioning tests when they get back. Be in great shape. Have your body, you know, if your body's supposed to weigh this, that's what it needs to weigh. And make sure you can run all day. Because, again, the thing you notice the most when you're not in good shape, one, injuries happen. The other thing that happens is your detail slips. And in every phase, the detail has to be on point. And you can't do that unless you're in great shape. So that's always my key message to them is, you know, they got to be working their butts off. There's no substitute for working hard, and there's no shortcut around it. You got to be ready for the season and get your body ready for the training camp and then the season.
The Campbell won't be ready until sometime in August to practice. What are the expectations for him?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, I never want to put a timetable on anybody. You know, some guys get through things quicker than others, and vice versa. So no timetable on that as far as when he'll be ready. I know he's doing everything he can to get himself ready. And the second part of that question was?
Just the expectations for him based upon that. We saw Cooper, how it affected him.
Yeah, making sure that he gets all the mental reps that he possibly can get at this particular time. We're probably the only sport that practices more than they play, and then also that has more walkthrough even than you have practice reps. So, you know, he's going to be getting a lot of those opportunities to watch walkthrough, to watch practice, and get those mental reps. Because, you know, as a guy is not in, you know, obviously you're not working the fundamentals of block destruction or tackling or how to take the football away, but what you're trying to make sure that they have the mental part of the game down. And those are things that he can do in the film room. Those are things that he can do out in the field when he's watching practice. So that's that's kind of his mission right now and our goal for him right now.
Do you have a better feel for him as an inside linebacker than an edge rusher right now?
Yeah, looking forward to getting our hands on him and when he's able to start practicing, but he's a good football player. We drafted him because he's a really, really good football player, and excited to have him in whatever role that he's going to execute. And we know that he's versatile and is able to do multiple things.
You talk to Paulder almost every year you've been here. Is this a little more seamless this year because Kevin's been here? And how is it going installing the offense with the players and adjustments?
Yeah, I think there's always a transition, with a new guy calling the plays, but. I don't want to compare it from one to the other or anything like that. I'm just focused on where we are right now. But Kevin's doing a great job. Kevin's obviously had the opportunity to be in front of the room. One thing I think Kevin's really doing, one of the many things that I think he's doing really well, he always had an opportunity when Shane or Brian and Kellen were the coordinators to present in front of the room a section or two. I just think he does a phenomenal job teaching the room when he's the main guy up here doing that. And so, you know, he's got the players' attention. He's got a great plan. He's got a great process. And that's where I've noticed that, you know, he's done a really nice job of, and can't say enough about how good of a job I think he's doing to this point. And, he's got a relationship with these players. I think that's the big thing. That's probably the main thing maybe that you're talking about, John, is that he's got a relationship with these players. So, you know, whereas Kellen came in and had to build relationships, you know, Kevin's been around these players for going on 5 years now. And so, you know, I see Kevin pushing those guys, you know, out there being able to get those guys going, whether, you know, it's, you know, a high five to them or hey, get your butt going, because he has that relationship with the guys that he's been building. He's always been a guy that has had strong relationships in the building. That's a strong point of his as well, and that's suiting him very well right now.
What was your reaction to his thing, and then also how did you feel about the Cardinals and Colts specifically voting against?
Yeah, it passed, and didn't want to go too much past that, and we're ready for, you know, to be able to continue to grow that play, excited about being able to continue to grow that play and to continue, you know, we got a lot of work to do to continue that success. It just doesn't happen. So the same work that we needed to put into it last year will even have to be better, because we know teams are going to focus on it to try to stop it. And we'll even have to be better at how we coach it and how we perform it and how we execute. And so that's really try not to focus too much on things that I can't control, and only focus on the things that you can. And that's our process right now, to think about, you know, the ways that we're going to get better to get better at running that play and the compliments that come off of it.
More to Nolan last week, and he kind of said he thought he was ready to strike. from him.
He's always ready to strike.
Okay. He's always ready.
I love Nolan Smith. He is a tough dude.
How do you sort of weigh, you know, maybe holding him back, or do you think that way? If he's clear, he's clear.
Yeah, when you know, we have great people in this building. You know, it takes everybody. We have great doctors. We have great strength staff and a training staff that helps me know that when they say he's ready to go, he's ready to go. And I've heard a couple of your guys' questions about, like, well, how do you pull this guy back? When they're ready to go, they're ready to go. Everybody has an individualized plan to make sure that they're as healthy as they possibly can be. But the thing that we always have to remember, and that you guys always have to remember, is that the work to put yourself in position to win games, it takes what it takes. The work is, you have to put the work in. It's not, you don't save anybody for Sunday. Now, there's points in the year where you do, but the guys need to work. They have to work to get better at football. You don't get better at football because you want, you get better at football because you're practicing football to get better at it. And so, you know, obviously we have in-depth plan for everybody, obviously major conversations about everybody, but when they're ready to go and they give us the green light, they got to go, and they got to, and that's what our players want too. We got guys that love to work hard and that love to the process and the grind, and you know, when he's ready to go, he'll go.
Have you researched at all the difference between, from a leadership perspective, coming off of a championship win versus a championship loss, and kind of how to navigate that?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, so this offseason, have you researched at all the difference between coming off a championship win and a championship loss from a leadership perspective? I know you've had a lot of conversations with guys.
Yeah, and that was my, you know, the sustain. Really, I focused on sustained success, right? What were the common denominators of different coaches that I talked to, or players that I talked to, or Michael Johnson, you know, other sports that, you know, that we talked to, that what were the common denominators of sustained success? And I think, without getting into everything, I think there's two sides of it. You know, the main thing is it takes what it takes, right? You're going to have to be able to work extremely hard, and you're going to have to be able to overcome adversity. And you always have to be right in the moment of where you are. I think, you know, as I've done research and talked to these guys, and we've had an element of sustained success here as well. But you can have two ends of it, right? You rest on your laurels, you rest on your past accomplishments, and you're not here working, or you're looking too far ahead of how do we do this again? Like, we're focused on our process and how we get better every single day. And, you know, if your process is right, then it gives you the best chance to win. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win, but it gives you the best chance to win. And so our goal is just to focus and, you know, it's to focus on where we are at this particular moment, to put the work in, to overcome the adversity, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right. Thanks, folks.
We've got to get to practice. Everybody good today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're done. Well, I can't hear myself. Hello. There we go. Are we back?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't hear myself at all. So I'm going to – you can hear me fine, I assume,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
loud and clear.
Well, that's great.
Well, Mike's not on either.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
I sound great.
The question is are we being heard well on the radio? And I don't know. We are. Buzz, you can speak loudly. Buzz.
Yes, yeah, we can speak on there.
You can hear me fine. All right. Well, I'm just going to talk as if everything's fine. We are – the WIP Afternoon Show is here at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. We're out here on the deck. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. We will get into a big question about this year's Eagles right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. It is the only place you go to buy a brand-new Hyundai. Now, you know it's graduation season, so what you need to do – maybe you're not graduating school, you're not graduating high school, you're not graduating college. You got to graduate to a brand-new Hyundai. Right now, if you graduate to a brand-new Hyundai at Colonial, you can save 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to $10,000. And your trade-in. Even if it's less than a – oh, I can hear myself there. There it is. Oh, that's great. Even if it's less than a good trade-in, even if it's a piece of junk, the Cars Are John Ashdale is going to give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. So – You're not graduating school, but you are graduating to a brand new Hyundai with financing as low as 0%. You know every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. How we doing, fellas? We pretty good? Are we good here? All right. Good to hear. Jack, are we good?
Yeah, are you good?
Oh, I'm pretty good now. Yeah. So it's
calm.
So, well, you know, the hearing yourself doing a radio show is something to know. You know, when you're on, also something to know. So
Sure. It's
OTAs, mandatory OTAs all over the NFL, not just here with the Eagles, of course. And there's some pretty notable guys not taking part in mandatory OTAs. Now, not here. Thankfully, the Eagles, there's no contract disputes this year, as far as we know. Everybody's there. But you have Trey Hendrickson not in camp with the Cincinnati Bengals wanting a new contract. TJ Watt not in camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers wanting a new contract. Jaire Alexander, not only not in camp, but goes and gets cut, right? And he's available there. And the way I see it, you have two incredibly talented edge guys. You got a super talented cornerback. And those are two positions where the Eagles are, I think, even if you're being optimistic, you have to say there are question marks at those positions. The year after winning a Super Bowl, with guys like that on the market, if you're serious about winning another Super Bowl, you have, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, if you're Howie Roseman, you have to get one of these guys. You have to at least make a real effort to getting one of these guys. Now, I don't know what the contract situation is going to be like for Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if he's so desperate to get out of there playing on a big stage in Philadelphia. Maybe you're able to pay him a little more this year and you don't have to give him a big, long contract. But I just think if the Eagles are serious about wanting to win a Super Bowl this year, you have to go out and get a difference maker. And these are positions where they need a difference maker. They don't have them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I certainly wouldn't mind an upgrade at either of those positions. Now, to the idea that if the Eagles are serious about winning the Super Bowl, this is what they need to do, I'll push back against that because I don't think they need anything drastic. If there's an opportunity to get
I can't hear Ike either. Ike, we can't hear you. Why don't we do this?
What?
We're on the air.
Mike's currently not on the air.
Why don't we do this? Here's my idea.
All right.
Now you're back on the air.
What I think we should do is we should take a buzz. Could we take a break, the break that we were normally going to take later, and make sure that we're all straightened up down here? Are you able to do that, Buzz?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is tell everybody what I think Buzz might need. Could you turn us down on the speakers there? There we go. Talk about what Buzz might need, maybe what we might need, maybe bring a smile on our faces, and that is Blue Chew.
There you go.
Good transition.
Well, you know what I mean? It'll make me feel, it'll bring a smile to my face as it brings a smile to a lot of happy couples' faces.
Yep. Yeah.
As maybe previously for the last maybe, you know, months or years that the smiles haven't been quite as big as they were years ago. And Blue Chew can help bring a smile to everybody's face.
Yep.
She's going to have a smile to her face because you're going to be better at it. You're going to have a smile to your face because, you know, maybe it's more happening more often.
I'm already smiling.
There you go.
Just at the thought of it.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month absolutely free on the WIP Afternoon Show. If you've been thinking about it, now is the perfect time to do it because all you're going to have to do is pay for the shipping. What you're going to get in a discreet and
hard
package in the mail is a chewable that has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Levitra, Saxon, and Cialis in chewable form. You're not going to have to go to the doctor because you could do it all at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to go to the pharmacy because they're going to ship it to you. And when you receive it, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to perform like you performed in your prime.
Yep.
In your prime.
The
yes.
smile on everyone's face won't be the only thing that's bigger.
I remember. You just decided to add that line to the read now? Okay.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is absolutely free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.